This is your Frederick Real Estate Update, a conversation about the regional real estate market with tips for buyers and sellers. Your hosts, RE/MAX Results' Darren Ahern and Presidential Bank Mortgage's Terry Kernan.
Full crispy, a little bit of a wild morning today. It's been, how's about that ice storm up on our mountain where we were the other day? Woo! Man, it was crazy.
Did you lose power?
Yeah, my boys said we did like two or three times, but I wasn't aware of it and stuff, but it came back on. But we didn't lose it for long, which was good. But I just remember coming out of my driveway at 6:30 in the morning, and there were three salt trucks waving at me. So you know it's busy then. Wow. So, yeah, it was crazy. So, all right, let's get right into it. We have a lot of stuff to cover. We are here for your calls. We want to hear from you what you're thinking, experiencing in the real estate market as a buyer or seller, what your opinions are. 301-694-9262. 301-694-9363. There we go. 301-694-9363. I got it right, Terry. It's like guessing how many more days till Santa Claus is here. I don't know. What was it yesterday? What is it tomorrow? But that is it. And you can text in. Please text in as well. So, all right, Terry, let's get right on into it. I'm going to do numbers really, really fast here. Is that good?
Yep.
Total active, 392. We just can't break 400 no more, it feels like. Wow. Resales, 218. Do you remember the days we got to less than 100 just for a few moments?
Yeah, where the resales were 90, I think,
90,
or
yeah.
67 one time.
Little different conditions, though, I'll tell you that, right? It's like the weather conditions out there. All right, days on market, first time, and I don't even know how long, Terry, we got there. We broke it.
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months, 60 days. That's not really all that great for sellers. This is why I'm going to give you some tips today that you better be paying attention to or you are dead on arrival. All right, medium sale price, $499 across the board. So we've come down a little bit from the average median sale price in Frederick County from 10 months ago. It was just above $500. So we have seen a little bit of an adjustment, you know. New construction, $174. Coming soon's $21. This is the number I like, Terry, right now to pay attention to a little bit. Temporary off the market, 41.
Okay.
Somebody says, what's going on with those guys? I'm telling you, a lot of it, the cat got into the Christmas tree and knocked it over. Temporary,
okay.
Take your house off the market because you got ornaments all over the floor and all kinds of stuff to clean up. You got Christmas parties. You got a lot of stuff going on. No, it can be a lot of factors. But that is actually, Terry, in retrospect to the amount of homes on the market, that is a very significant number, 41. I was predicting maybe 20, 25. Pending under contract, 237. That is really low for the resales, and the totals is 474. So we are under 500 homes under contract currently right now, and we used to hover around 1,000 or more, so we're more than 50% off in that department, which we did predict, by the way. If you go back to our programs 10 months ago, you're going to hear about it. And then sold the last 30 days, Terry, is 295. That is also getting really low.
Extremely
That's now
low.
Under 10 a day is yeah. what that amounts to.
It's been hovering around 300 for the last
3-4 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
About that. So we expect that in time to go up. Average time of those on the market that had sold in the last 30 days was 23. So that is a very significant difference than the average time right now at 60 in that regard. And the sold to list price ratio is 97.7. And then that's coming down a little bit. I told you once it gets to 95 or 94, that's going to be a balanced market or mayday, mayday. Cheapest home in the entire county to buy right now is a one-bedroom, one-bath Key Parkway. I actually showed it for $139,900. It's been on for almost 3 weeks now, and that means it's probably priced just a little high. My gut says probably $130,000. The highest thing on the market right now is $2.25 million on record 116 Record Street in downtown, and the other one is $2.1 million on Wissville Road in Myersville. So the most days on the market, the prize goes to, man, we got to get this thing off the market. Somebody buy this place, okay? 1,471 days in the market. This thing is worse than a brand new build that is screwing up our data. So for fun, I took that one out. If I said, okay, if I just take out the high, the two active homes on the market in the county that have the highest days in the market, if we just wipe them out of the map, that takes our days on market back down to 57.
Okay. So not a monster difference. Yeah.
Yeah. So get that out of here. All right. So here we go. That's the news right there, Terry. Let's get into the mortgage world. And we do want to hear from you. 301-694-9363. You can text that in. Our producer will give that to Terry and I to answer your questions if you want to remain anonymous. But if you want to talk up and share about what you're experiencing, what your prediction is, we're going to be taking your stuff about prediction of 2023, what's in the future that you think is going to happen. So, Terry, what's up?
So, everybody knows that this past week, the big news was the Fed got together 2 days. They always come back out. They always come out on Wednesday. They always have a press conference. And they basically said that rates, they're going to raise them a half a point. So now the prime rate has gone up another half a point. So what we're taking a look at is that's fine. Everybody had predicted that. Okay, why was it not a 0.75% raise? Is because some inflation figures came out and they look good. So you see a little bit of a rally in the market. Here's what happened, though. At the post-meeting press conference, Chairman Powell basically said that they're going to continue to keep raising the rates. They're going to continue to keep raising the rates in 2023, not at such a crazy pace. But this is something that he said that kind of got everybody a little excited. And what Chairman Powell said is the worst pain would come from a failure to raise short-term interest rates high enough and allowing inflation to become entrenched. And what he basically is telling the market. So I'm the market, you're the market, everybody's the market, right? The feeling throughout the market is he's raised them too fast. He's got to stop raising them. He's got to wait and see what happens. He's basically making up for not raising them when he should have 2 years ago. Okay?
Yeah.
So what he's basically saying is that the inflation, if he doesn't stop, if he stops raising them, then inflation will become entrenched. His goal is to get it back to 2%. What's standing in his way? What's standing in his way is basically the labor market. Okay? So the labor market is still showing signs of a shortage of labor.
Yeah.
And that's causing it. So he's going to continue to raise rates. He's going to try to break the labor market. And he's going to try to get the inflation down.
When we say break the labor market, are we talking about unemployment going up?
That's their goal. Their goal,
wow,
is to get unemployment up, break the labor market. Okay, so it makes sense on the economic side, but it just is such a bad thing that you have to do to get inflation under control, and then. We just have to, our government has to stop giving. So if people start losing jobs, then we can't be giving out money to help people because then they're just going to spend it and put it back in. And then we're still going to have the inflation. So it's a hard thing, but that's what they're trying to do and that's what they're doing. So this week,
yep.
This week, it's going to be a slow week, but on Friday, the number one, the biggie of the week is the personal income and spending report, okay? So basically the personal consumption expenditure index, which you never hear of. You always hear the GDP, you always hear the PPI, the CPI. But this is coming out on Friday, and this will be a big lead into the weekend, and it'll kind of let us know where we really stand because this is the Fed's number one favorite measure. And it's the and it comes out on Friday. So what they're expecting is it's to post a gain of 0.2%. So if it's 0.1%, that's good. If it's 0.4%, that is bad.
Okay.
So whatever happens here, the bottom line is rates aren't coming down anytime soon.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. People say, well, you know, I see rates are coming down. It's very temporary.
Yeah, it's just very small at the moment. It's going to try to make up a little bit of ground, I would think, for what's happened and take a little bit of the shock and pain out of it all just to get ready for something else to happen later, which is going to go up a tiny bit. When you said job stuff, this first thing that comes to my mind, we just got a report out from National Association of Realtors. We have the highest membership that we have ever had in the history of real estate. No kidding. Just, I mean, when you look at the
on the national level.
Yeah, national level. And almost on our county and state level as well. As you know, I got reinstituted since it's been 12 years. They reeled me back in to be the treasurer for Frederick County Association of Realtors. And we have about 1,300 to 1,400 members right now. And the prediction at NAR is about 200,000 real estate agents are going to leave the business. That we're going to lose. We're going to gain some, but we're going to lose more. 200,000 net loss of realtors in 2023. And a lot of people out there may be saying, so that may contribute to some of this. And some people, you got to remember though, 80% of all real estate agents are part-time. They're not like me, 20%. This is my life. I do 60 a year. We basically rule the market. That's just not the norm by any stretch of the imagination. So a lot of people out there may say, well, that's going to be bad for the economy. It's going to be bad for real estate. We're going to have a hard time finding a good real estate agent. No, you won't. Give me a call. It's not like we're going to be overly busy, okay, that we can't handle the demand of buyers that are going to be in place or sellers for this next year with real estate. So good point on that and stuff like that. One other quick thing, Terry, before we talk about the next big thing, which is the loan limits, which is huge, and I'm going to give some tips and tricks on strategy that I am seeing for buyers and sellers real quick to end up the program. Unless somebody calls in and has an idea, we want to hit on that. But real quick, the November stats for the state of Maryland came in, and this was a little daunting. Units sold, Terry, as you can see, 40.5% off from last year's numbers.
Wow.
Now, those, thank God, aren't prices and values, but it's soon to follow. This is what's so wild. This is how you know how fast the train was going on the train tracks. The units sold, the volume is down 40%, but the average price is still up 3.1, and the median is 4.2. And then if you look at the next sheet, which I love, it gets into all the counties in the state of Maryland and in Frederick County. As of right now, the median price year to date is 7.3%. Not bad. We're at the end of the year.
Up
7.3%. So we're probably going to wind up at like 6.8 to 7% values going up across state of Maryland for 2022. Now, the problem is 2021 was over 14%, which is 50% more than we've seen this year. And the prediction by National Association of Realtors is across the country, next year will be a slim 2.2 to 3% increase next year. So we're not looking at seeing values crash and go way down and all that. It's going to be spotty, a lot of it. But at the end of the day, I could see it being flat. I'm going to say in that our area, maybe 1% to 3% or flat in some price ranges for next year. That is my prediction. The problem is people say, oh, good, I own a house. Zillow or you guys or anybody says it's worth $500,000. So if I sell it next year in, say, July of 2023, I'm going to get my $500,000 out of my house. Is that what you're saying? No. Not a guarantee, because there's too many factors that are going to switch this stuff up potentially. A lot of it's going to be jobs. A lot of it's going to be where interest rates are. It's all going to be about inventory, how many other sellers are thinking of selling in 2023. And it's going to be all buyer demand and a whole bunch of other factors that we're going to talk about. And so, therefore, my gut would say, we'll see how it plays out. But as far as now is concerned, we are still seeing some strategy things I'll talk about. If you don't have your home sold in 14 to 21 days, who cares about your 60-day average time on the market? You better pay attention to 14 to 21 days, unless your house is over $800,000. Go ahead, Terry. Let's talk about loan limits. What are loan limits? What is that?
What is a loan limit?
Yeah, what is that?
So I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible, because it can get very confusing.
Yeah, but it does.
Here's basically what a loan limit is. That is the top number that Fannie and Freddie will guarantee or back a loan.
Okay.
So you can't go above that. Once you go above that, you're into the jumbo market.
Okay.
Jumbo money basically comes from individual investors that are very large individual investors, like, you know, the SunTrusts and the BB&Ts and the, the big guys, the Wells Fargo. And they basically will offer jumbo money, a lot of credit unions. So the jumbo money, you basically underwrite it under your own guidelines. Anything below that number, is basically underwritten by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines.
And those are like standard. It's like standard.
These are the guidelines. Good. We're going to back this loan. We'll buy this loan from you if you follow these guidelines.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So that number hovered around 400, not hovered, it was stuck at 417,000.
I was going to say 417 is the 417. Number I'll always know.
Yes, because it was around us through the crash, after the crash, all the way up until 3 years
ago. It was Cousin Eddie on National Lampoon's. He ain't going nowhere.
So think about this, $417,000. So last year it jumped up to $647,200, okay?
Okay.
So we were kind of predicting that, hey, it might go, you know, as high as 700,000 with the new limits. Now, the new limits come out every year on December 1st. And basically, they get worked into the system. So by the 15th, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody's adjusted. So what this basically says is Fannie and Freddie raised it again from 647,200 all the way up to $726,200.
So 726 is the new number we have in our brain.
That's the new number.
Wow.
726. So that means any county in this country, any county, you can basically have a loan with 5% down up to, or even 3% down up to $726,000. That's a huge number.
Wow.
That's a big, big number. So that has gone up about 80%. From just 3 years ago. So it kind of shows you what we've been dealing with. Now let's talk about areas such as ours that are called high-cost areas, like the state of Alaska is a high-cost area, California, da-da-da-da. The high-cost area that we live in is basically Washington, D.C.
Right.
So most of the counties around Washington, D.C., except a few notables, have what's called high-balance conforming. So the conforming loan limit is 726,200. The new high balance conforming limit, and high balance is where Fannie and Freddie said, in these high cost areas, we're going to give them more room. There's more of a cushion.
Yep.
Before the jumbo money starts. Where do you think that number is?
I'd say for, like, I don't know, Montgomery County where you live, and I don't know.
Frederick County is high cost.
Ours now high cost. I would say that got bumped up to 875.
$1,089,300. So you can do a 5% down payment.
Whoa,
backed by Fannie and Freddie in our county right here in Frederick County.
Wow.
You can basically do a loan.
$1 million.
$1.1 million. Crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, I did not know
cray
that.
Cray.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So that's a huge, huge number. So that's kind of what is really big news in our world, because jumbo money is more expensive. It's harder to get. So our area, but I'm going to talk about two counties that don't get treated very well because they're part of the Baltimore district. So Frederick County, we're good.
Okay.
We can go up to 1.1 million-ish with 5% down. Anne Arundel County, where Annapolis and all these large homes, Anne Arundel County,
yeah. The
most you can go is 726,200.
What? Wait a minute. Annapolis is more expensive than Frederick.
Bingo. So a lot of people in Anne Arundel County, but they're part of the Baltimore metro area, which is not a high-cost area. The other county that always baffles me is Howard County.
Oh, you think?
Howard County has been getting picked on for years. I can't drive through Howard County without seeing huge, massive homes. But they're bound by the Baltimore, which is the 726,200. So if somebody's buying in Mount Airy and they buy an $800,000 house and it falls on the Howard County side, they're stuck with putting 10% down.
Yep.
Or more. It's jumbo money.
Yep.
It's jumbo money.
So they cannot get a 3% or a 5% under those things. They have to actually now put in 10%. What if they can't do that?
At least 10%. Jumbo's usually between 10 and 20%.
10 and 20. What if they can't do that? Can you still do a 5% down conventional and you just have a higher interest rate at that point? Or what are the options for a buyer at this point then?
Look at another county.
Wow.
So all those high-priced homes and Annapolis and Howard County and so forth. But like Calvert County.
Yeah.
Calvert County.
Yep.
Which I own a home there for 15 years, and the cost of homes is much lower in Calvert County.
Yeah, it's lower. Yeah. They fall into this middle.
They fall into
where's the logic?
1.1. There is no logic.
We need to revisit this. We need to do more demographic searches. And so here's the thing for sellers down in these areas. There is no doubt, there's no quantitative formula that can dictate this, but isn't it true that these values have to be hampered to some degree because there are buyers that would buy in those areas or would buy that range,
mm-hmm.
and they can't. They're not able to now, and it's eliminated that buyer demand by some margin, which obviously is going to affect values, right?
So I don't think that because right now people have been handling it just fine.
Okay.
So that demand is still going to be there, but what it will do for possibly like a Frederick County or a Montgomery County is it will increase. So I don't think less people are going to buy in Howard County, but I think it will increase the amount of people that can buy.
Okay.
That high in Frederick or Montgomery, you know, really Montgomery County is what you're going to see. So there are people that will be able to jump to that next level. So I think what it will do is rather than decrease in the outlying counties, I think it's going to stay the same. Demand will stay the same, but I think in the counties that it is affected, there will be an increase.
Gotcha.
Is that?
Yeah. Wow. So there you go. This is why we do this now that you guys are educated on that as well. Good stuff. All right, Terry, we talked a little bit last week. I'm going to talk life on the streets. One of the big issues right now that has been a big issue that we're just kind of getting it out there more and more because we're seeing people, I don't know if you are, with building lots. They're interested. They want to build their dream home on a 2-acre lot. The whole nine yards, and all of a sudden, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday that called me because he saw that I had sold the 8.5-acre lot on Long Road up in Thurmont last week, and he's like, hey, what are the buyers going to do with it, da-da-da, and then he started talking to me about, hey, we've been looking for 2 years for a lot, this is what we want, these are the areas, here's our dream, da-da-da, and then he started to tell me, too, which is always fun. It's no different than somebody saying, you know, well, 20 years ago, the interest rate, or in the 1980s, I paid 18% interest, you know. We like to go backwards in time and talk about our stories. And one of the things he was talking about is how much it cost for him to build his first home and how much the land was. But my favorite was when he asked me, he said, oh, by the way, our impact fees in Frederick County, we're topping $20,000, aren't we? And I said, pretty much. And he said, wow, first house I built 25 years ago is $1,000 for the impact fee. I thought, that's pretty good inflation, isn't it? To go from 1,000 to now 20. So it was good conversation. But the big thing that you need to be aware of that we've been trying to alert everybody is just because it says been previously parked approved, conventional system, 4-bedroom, have a nice day, go to the county, pull your permits, get a builder, and you're fine. Not so fast. There are no guarantees that you're going to be able to build and do what you want on that lot that's maybe getting a bit sold now. If that has not been PERC approved and re-recorded since 2018, you absolutely have to be on careful guard to know, you know, you gotta figure that out. And we're trying to do that. And, you know, so this is the kind of stuff that's causing us as agents, to me personally, to be a little bit nervous to say, you know what, that could be fake news. That information may not be valid. Make sure that you check with the health department and if we can, if it's whether it's restricted or non-restricted soil types and all the other stuff that we deal with at times, you need to make sure that you do maybe even more due diligence than just something that's already been previously done. That is the bottom line. And what this does for sellers that they're not understanding with their building lots that they've held on to for God knows how long is it could hurt your value. It could bring your value down if it gets downgraded from a 4-bedroom park approved to now 3, or if it was conventional and now it's like, oh, no, we're going to put in sand mount system. That's now required. You know, I'm not hating. We're not being mean or nasty. This has nothing to do with the fact of anybody at the health department or how they do things or the Maryland environment or this person or that group or whatever. It's just a fact. Things change, and what it was and what it could be down the road now is something that you actually have to pay attention to more than ever, especially when it comes to building with lots. I know, Terry, you've got some great connections, and I always say to people, talk to the builders. Talk to, like, Oliver Holmes and Mark Lancaster and Devilbiss and this and that and all these other guys, Herd Builders and all the others we know out there. These guys are going to give you, because they build on this stuff. They're not like a Ryan Homes where they come into a community, buy 150 acres, and put up 3,000 homes. That's a different ball game when you're on public water and sewer. We're talking about being on well and septic, 1, 2, 3 acre lots out in the country, the whole nine yards. Am I right?
You are right.
All right.
Be careful.
Be careful. All right, Terry, we got a few more minutes in the program. Ooh, buyers that I'm working with offer. Oh, man, they're. Oh, Terry, guess how much they're wanting to offer off the asking price right now when that home's on the market for like 30 days or something?
I'd say at least 5%.
Higher? 10.
10.
Okay. Yep. Buyers think the market's going to crash 10%. If I'm not getting 10% off the asking price, I ain't feeling like I'm getting a deal. I don't even want to mess with it. I'm telling you what, this is what I'm dealing with right now. And it's like, unless, and then here's the only time they're a little, they're not like going to offer less. You, what do you think's the one thing that keeps a buyer from offering less on a home right now in this market right now? What do you think it is, Terry?
Location.
No, not the location.
Okay. Well.
But good. Sorry, I didn't mean to be.
No,
the location.
Sorry.
Multiple offers. It's all about the offer.
Yes.
If there's an offer in place and they find that, we know there's another offer in place and they're getting ready to offer on the house, it doesn't matter what price range, where it is, how pretty it is, all those things, the very first thing a buyer does is they go, oh, we got competition. I guess we ain't. We're not going to offer 10% less, can we now?
Hardly. We can offer 5% less because you know that the other guy's coming in at 10%.
And here's the thing I did. I did one in Fairfield, PA this last week, and guess what happened? We actually got it at the offer price, the list price. It was good price. I know my numbers. But we actually offered less, but not a lot, probably about 3% less to start with. And then they went about 4.5% higher. But the other offer didn't go above the asking price, so my guys got it at the asking price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it would have been highest and best, there's a good chance we would have went higher than even that, which they would have paid too much then, and I would have not been serving my guys as well. So that's a big thing. The other thing, guys, that I want to point out that we're seeing right now that's really important is the problem with buyers right now is they were looking at homes that were $500,000 10 months ago, and now they can only afford how much, Terry? $400,000. And all of a sudden, they want to go look, and they're seeing homes at $400,000. And what do you think they're thinking in their mind as we wrap up the program today?
This is not what I want.
This ain't what I want. I want that one over there that I used to qualify for. I'm mad. I don't like it. This doesn't meet my needs as much. And that's a big problem to me. Now, what am I going to do to adjust? How do I get used to having a home that is $100,000 less and it's not as nice, it's not as nice condition, it's not as perfect, and all that kind of stuff like that. So, all right, guys, hey, we're going to see you next week. Bring in your questions and answers, questions and thoughts to us about the real estate market, what you're thinking. We're going to be here after the program, get our information, and we're here to serve you. Take care on your Frederick Real Estate Update. Happy selling and buying.
Looking to purchase a home or refinance your existing mortgage? If so, Lawyer Signature Settlements is here to assist you with that process. Lawyer Signature Settlements is a local attorney-owned title company with over 100 years of combined experience conveniently located in Frederick, Maryland. We are licensed to conduct closings in the states of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. With two attorneys on staff here at Lawyer Signature Settlements, we ensure the most thorough review process paired with affordable rates, accommodating scheduling, and outstanding customer service. So next time you need to place your signature on closing documents, call Lawyer Signature Settlements at 301-695-1235 or visit us on the web at www.signaturesettlements.com. We hope to see you at the closing table.
Hello, this is Terry Kernan with Presidential Bank Mortgage in downtown Frederick. And the best way to reach me always is on my cell phone at 301-639-9244. 301-639-9244, or you can always email me at tkernan@presidential.com.
And this is Darren Ahern from RE/MAX Results. You can reach me anytime, 240-344-1713. Again, it's 240-344-1713 or at darrenahern@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to your Frederick Real Estate Update. We will see you each and every Saturday right here on WFMD at 11 o'clock.